Today's daf is Maseches Sukkah daf Beis. So the Masech that begins with Sukkah Shetei Gavoah Shehei Gavoah Lamala Me'esim Amah Psula. The din is a Sukkah that's above 20 Amos high is Pasas. Before we get into the various dinim, the Achrim figure out why are they first talking about building a Sukkah and not the Dal Minim. Dal Minim is from the third paragon. So why do they choose Maseches Sukkah to begin with the Sukkah and it's opposed to Dal Minim? So the Aruch HaNer makes a couple of suggestions. He suggests that number one is because since the building of the Sukkah is prior to Sukkah, you have to build it, you have to buy Dal Minim also beforehand, but building a Sukkah takes a lot more time, effort, and energy, so that's already before the Lulav, and that's why they chose that. Another suggestion that's made is because there are sometimes, the Paras Yosef says, there are situations whereby sometimes there will not be a mitzvah deraisa of Dal Minim. For example, the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah deraisa because you can't take lulav on Shabbos, and the remaining days are only mitzvah midirbanan, but Sukkah will always be a mitzvah deraisa. That's another suggestion. I think I saw one place is because when Sukkah begins, the first mitzvah is the nighttime. The nighttime is eating the Sukkah, and Dal Minim is not until the daytime, so that also comes prior to Dal Minim. So a few different suggestions why we start with Sukkah. So what are the halachas of Sukkah? So again, the Mishnah begins, Sukkah shehei shehi gavoa lemala me'esim amah psula. If a Sukkah is above 20 amos high, it's pasul. We'll see in the Gemara three different reasons. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he's machshir, he permits one to have a Sukkah that's above 20 amos. V'she'ena gvoa asar tfachim. If it's not 10 tfachim high, it's shorter than that. U'she'en la shlosh defanos. We'll see that later on in the Gemara. If it doesn't have three walls, v'shechamasa meruba mitzilsa. And if there's more sun than shade, psula. So it has to be a certain height, has to be a certain amount of walls, and has to produce more shade than there is sunlight. So take a look at a very interesting Rashi. Rashi writes, "Bishchamasa meruba mitilasa." When there's more sun than shade, hamuat batel berov, the miut of the shade, it's batel in the rove of the sun. Barehi kemishaino, it's as if there is no shade at all. Val shemaschach. That's a very important line which Rashi repeats many times in this parak here, that the ikar shame of the sukkah is the schach. We're going to see machlokas on daf tes or so when you have this concept the Gemara talks about the lishma, when building a sukkah must be lishma, is that only lishma on the schach, or lishma even goes on the defanos as a machlokas or ben otam in the Rambam? Rashi always focuses on the schach. The defanos are simply a hechsher mitzvah, but the ikar mitzvah is the schach, while others hold that no, the mitzvah is both the schach and the defanos. So Rashi's language of shem schach kriya sukkah is of utmost importance. Now, also interesting in this Rashi here, he says that the tzel is batel in the chama, in the sun. So there's a machlokas we show how to understand Rashi. Is he referring to the shade itself as batel, or is he referring to the minimal amount of schach as batel? Is it schach or the shade? That's another machlokas. Meaning, even if you say the schach is the ikr, is the schach itself remind you of something, or it's the shade that the schach produces? That's going to be machlokas later on, I think, on Daf Chavar. So, how to understand that debate? Now, the Stipe asks a question. He says, wait a second. How is Rashi able to invoke a bit of a rov here? Bit of barov is only when you cannot recognize the meat. A drop of milk falls into the chulent. I don't recognize the milk, so it's bata barov. But let's say cheese falls into my chulent. I don't say it's batel barov. I see the cheese. I must take the cheese out. That's not bittel. You have to be able to not see that which is batel. So therefore, the Kis Yaakov does not take Rashi literally here. And the Stipler says, Rashi, what he really means is rubo kikulo. Not really bittel barov. It really means rubo bakulo. And that's a discussion that Achorim, how literally to take this Rashi, that he applies bittel barov to the schach and to the tzel.
But also bittel is a concept by chetzers of iser. To begin with, and I think I'm daf tesim with that sugya of when you need to like actually be a die and rearrange things, it's also not appropriate for them to use the lashon of bittel.
Correct, 100%. They talk about this as well. I recall they bring this to my attention, that bittel is only when there's a tension of positivity and negativity, when there's a lav, something that's milk and fleishik, there's a clash between the two, bittel overrides something else. But if the two are not different, they're both the same, min b'mina, let's say, or even sel b'chama, there's no iser, then bittel may not apply. Excellent. I think it's one of the questions the disciple even asks. I don't remember. So then the Gemara begins as follows. Gemara says, Tanan Hasim Yiva Mishnah Masechas Erevin, good memories, Mavoi Shu Gavoa Me'esim Ama. If you have a Mavoi, it's above 20 Amos, so you have to build a Korif, to build a beam, so they can recognize it and know that there's a Mavoi that you could carry within the Mavoi. But if it's above 20 Amos, you should just bring it down, make the Korif lower below 20 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einot Tzarich, you don't need to do this because he again allowed you to leave it above 20 Amos. Now the question here is, the Gemara points out the contrast, Maishna Gave Sukkah Detani Psula, Umaishna gabe mavi detani takanta. When it came to the mavi, it says, Yima, just make it lower. Why didn't the Mishnah Sukkah say the same thing? You might make it lower. Why did it say psula? So what's the difference between Sukkah that calls a psula and everyone that says you might? So the Gemara says, it says Sukkah, which is a deraisa tani psula. Psula is a much more serious thing. It's puzzle. It doesn't work. So that's why by dina deraisa we use the word psula. And mavai, which is only din dirabanan, tani takanta, it's not a psula. It's not puzzle. But deraisa, it's really acceptable. So they can't use a psula. Psula is inappropriate to use. It's not the right place. So they figured they use the word takanta. They fix it in the way to properly make it better. Just look at Rashi to explain this a little bit better. Rashi says, tani psula. Shaykh lemisne be lashon psul, when you're talking about deraisa, kolomer lo nasis kitora kalacha. You did not do this according to the letter of the law, and therefore it's puzzle by a sukkah. However, the mavwe, the kula midirabanan, the whole concept of mavwe, the need to place a korah is only din dirabanan. The midiraisa sagile bishalosh mechitas, three walls is really sufficient. The einot tsarach lekorazu ela midirabanan, and therefore they use a lashon of yimait, they taught the tekanta. That's one answer of the Gemara. The second answer of the Gemara is ibais ema bidiraisa nami tani tekanta. Sometimes the Torah does even, or rather the Mishnayos do use a pasula in the context of deraisa. However, by the sukkah here, they did not want to say you might, because miu sukkah de nafisha milsa, it would have been excessive in terms of language. What would have been excessive? So Rashi explains here, because had you had to describe, you know, if it's really tall, you have to say you might. And if it's missing one of the walls, you have to say build another wall. And if it says the sun is more than the shade, you have to add more schach. There are three different words have to be used to explain each problem in the Mishnah that's not so efficient. And therefore, since the Mishnahs were meant to be short and abridged, psula was much more efficient than yimait, yosef, and then yaaser. So Gemara says again, miu sukkah dinafisha milsa pasik vitani psula. They're very clear. Just psula was much simpler. Mavoi delo nafisha mila, but by mavoi it did not require any more words. Yimait was sufficient. Tani dekanta. They tell you how to fix it and how to make it all better. Look at an interesting tosos. Dibra maskil deraisa tani psula. Di have a tani yimait. Have we taught the word you might by the Mishnah? This is the first answer. Chashinan dilma tayin. A person might make a mistake. Lomar, you might lichachila. They might say, lichachila, make the schach lower. However, b'dievet ksheira. That may have been the impression of the word you might. And for that reason, they had to say, psula. V'diktek v'lashono dilma asli de isura deraisa. V'tayim psula. This might lead to an isa deraisa. And therefore, they taught psula. Afa gav dula. Fine. Now, that's interesting because Rashi calls this an isa deraisa. What's isa deraisa? We're talking about eating the sukkah. Eating the sukkah is a mitzvah zaseh. If you don't eat in the sukkah, so you mitzvah mitzvah aseh. That's an isser deraisa. So there's a Pnei Yeshua that talks about, no, there's an isser aseh to eat outside the sukkah. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is eating outside the sukkah a bittel, a mitzvah aseh, or is it an isser aseh? So it's clear from this Tosos, there's an isser aseh involved in eating outside a kosher sukkah. Now, next point of Tosos is, v'yafa gav de lo havi lishna malya. Even though the word psula is not really the most appropriate word to use, it's not a nice word. Kimo yimait, yimait's a nicer word. Abba mavre dirabana lochayish. The tani yimait shu lashem milya malya. They rather use yimait, which is a better language. Right? We always try to be more positive than negative. Psula sounds negative, and yimait is more positive. Fix it, make yourself better. And he goes on to prove from the Gemara's Mpsachim, Sha'akim ha'kosev kama osios shalahoti davar meguna mepiv. The word in the Torah sometimes says, Eino Torah, as opposed to Tameh. Eino Torah is a more appropriate way. We try to avoid using bad language, so this is one of the examples. So this is a very interesting application of Tosos here. Psula is not a bad word. You know, psula means it's not good. Tameh is a bad word. So it seems to be a machlokes rishonim in the Gemara's Mesachim. When we have this idea of shelo lahotzi davar meguna mepiv, does that mean don't say something inappropriate? Or does it mean say positive words as opposed to negative words? So from this Tosas, you could prove here that the Gemara in Mesachim is not referring to something bad, a bad word. It means just be more positive. Psula is not a bad word. It's not like the word tame. It's not like arayos. It just means it's puzzle. It just means be more positive than negative. I think that's a raya you could bring from this Tosas. Let's go weiter in the Gemara now. So after establishing in the Mishnah that a sukkah above 20 amos high is a puzzle, so the Gemara wants to know, minahani mila, how do you know that's in fact the case? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Damar Kra, the puzzle says, Leman yedu dorosecham kibes sukkos hashavtis b'nei Yisrael. That person must be aware that he's sitting in the sukkah. There's a Torah that says, in addition to mitzvahs deraisa tzichos kavano, there are three mitzvahs that you also have to know the tam, the reason why. It says, Leman yedu dorosecham, one is by sukkah. You have to know that why we sit in the sukkah, either because of an ania kavo like Rabbi Eliezer, or because of sukkos mamish we sat in like Rabbi Akiva. You need to know the reason why. The other two applications are tefillin and by tzitzis as well, but that he says is a must when it comes to performing the mitzvah of sukkah. So what do we learn from the words leman yedu, in order that you know doraseichem kipa sukkah so shaftis b'nei Yisrael, ad esim ama adam yodeh shu dar b'sukkah. Well, a person sitting in a schach, when it's below 20 amos, you're aware you're sitting in a sukkah, and it will fulfill the mitzvah of leman yedu. However, once it's lemalam esim ama, when you're sitting in a big room, a huge ceiling, so then ein adam yodeh shadar b'sukkah, a person that's not going to recognize the schach, it's too high up, mishum delo shalte be'ein, and the person's eyes won't go there, it's too high up for him to recognize that he's sitting beneath a schach. And Rashi points out yet again, around 10 narrow lines up, delo shalte be'eina she'eina roa es haschach, he doesn't see the schach, v'sukkah hainu schach kishma. The definition, the essence of a sukkah is a schach. If he can't recognize the schach because it's too high, he will not fulfill the din of leman yedu dorseich. That's all Shita's Rabba. Comes along Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira Amar, mehacha, from the following pasuk. It says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'sukkah tielatzel yomam mechorev. That person should sit in the shade of the sukkah. So there's a proof I mentioned before. Is the mitzvah of schach the schach itself, or is it the tzel that it generates? This pasuk proves it to the tzel, the shade. So from this pasuk we learn, ad esim ama adam yoshi b'tzel sukkah, when the sukkah, the schach, is beneath 20 amos, you're sitting in the schach because the shade is produced from the schach. But if it's lemalam esim ama, if the sukkah is 20 amos high, ain adam yoshi b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel defanos. The walls are so high, the sun is not producing shade from the schach, it's producing shade, the walls are blocking the sun now, and it's the wall that's creating the shade, not the schach. So the schach must be below a certain area whereby the shade will be coming from the schach and not from the wall. So that's the pasuk according to Rabbi Zeira. So ask the Gemara on Rabbi Zeira, Amar Le Abaye, El Miata, according to you, if it's all about shade that's produced from the schach, what happens if a person situates his sukkah, ha'osa sukkah, sukaso, basharos karnaim, which means between two huge mountains. So the shade is going to be produced from the mountaintops, not from the tzel. So you have, even if I have a low sukkah, but since there are huge mountains, I'm surrounded by mountains, the sun is blocked by the mountains, not by the schach. So Gemara says, it's a good question. However, that's the question. So Amr le'hosam, dal asharos karnaim, if you remove the mountains, ika tzel sukkah. In theory, if you cut the mountains out, the sun will have an angle, will generate schach through tzel through the schach. But hacha, when the walls are very, very high, dal defanos, if you remove the walls, in the end of the day, still leka tzel sukkah. The schach is too high, and no matter what, the sun will not produce shade from the schach. So that's his understanding, and it's all about tzel, according to Rabbi Zeira. Comes along now the third answer of the Gemara, Rava. Rav Amar, he says, you know what the reason why you can't have a sukkah that's above 20 amos? Because Amar Mehacha, Pasuk says, Besukos Teshru Shivas Yamim. One must sit in the sukkah for 7 days, 7 days only, not more. Amar Torah, Kol Shivas Yamim Tsei Midiras Keva, V'Shev Midiras Arai. A person must leave his permanent dwelling place and live in the temporary dwelling place for 7 days. Ad Esim Amma Adam Osa Dirasa Diras Arai. If you're building a small hut, so you could build a DSRI, it could be very flimsy, it will be sufficient for 7 days. But lemalam esim amah, the moment you build a significant building, 20 amos high, for it to last even for a couple of days, it has to be permanent. Ein adam osa dirasa DSRI, el diras keva. Above 20 amos, that's already a permanent structure, that's not a DSRI, and that's why he says 20 amos are puzzle. So amah le abai, abai says el miyat, if that's the case. Let's say I build a small sukkah. If I make it out of barzel, I make it out of metal, that's a very strong structure, will that be possible as well? It's a diras keva, I'm using metal, is that going to be possible? Forgetting the questions of, the schach being made from, that which goes from the ground. But even if the walls are made of metal, let's say, and the schach is made of wood, that's still going to be, will that be possible now? So Gemara says, this is what I meant to tell you. Ad esim ama, underneath 20 amos, the adam osa dirasa dirasarai, a person can make a dirasarai. It's a possibility. Now, even if Lamaisi doesn't, he decides to use barzel, he still can make a dirasarai if he wanted below 20 amos. However, ki overlay diras keva, if a person makes a diras keva, naminafik, also biyote, even if Itaka makes a small one, but made into a strong structure, that's still acceptable. But lemalami esim, if he's building a sukkah above 20 amos high, the adam osa dirasa diras keva. The only way to make it is really diras keva. A diras arai won't work. And even if he does try to make a diras arai, says the Gemara, ki overlay diras arai, nami lo nafik, it will not work. And that's what his understanding. So the three reasons for it on the page, we're going to look at Tosas in a second, but three reasons are because leman yedu, you should be aware of it. Rabbi Zeira says because of tzel, and Rava says because of diras arai. But look at a very interesting toast in the bottom left here regarding making a schach very thick and the rain, the possibility of rain coming through the schach, how thick a schach could be. The toast is right, Dibur Maskel Ki Avid Le Diras Keva Shapir Dami. Go down four lines in this, or five lines in the Tosos. It says, V'im Tomar, the end of the line. V'im Tomar, Kevin Delo Chashin and Elo Shete Rui Lasos Arai, that the sukkah only has to be a fit to be made into a Diras Arai. But not that Lamaisa, you have to make it Arai. You can make a Keva, but it has to be at least a possibility under 20 Amos. V'afa Pisha Osa Osa Keva, even though you make it Keva, that's acceptable as long as it's below 20 Amos. Im Kain, Amai Amar, Gishamim Simen Kala Bechag. How can we say if it rains on sukkahs, it's a Simen Kla? Can you make these boards of schach on top of the sukkah in such a way where rain can't seep in, and you could send the sukkah without it being rained on? And there's another problem with gzeres tikra, which means even though a beams or really boards are acceptable in a deraisa sense, because of gzeres said not to use it, but on a deraisa level it's still good. So just skip a few lines in Rinatosos to Mikomakum, four lines down. Mikomakum came into the Aser Elam Midrabanam. Since Gzeres Tikra using boards are only Iser Midrabanan, Lo Shayach Lameimar Sheg Shamim Simen Klala. But on a Derisa level, I can build them. So you can't say it's a Simen Klala if it rains because I can build the Schach in such a way where it's a Keva and no rain will come in. V'ye Shlomar Dinehi Delo Chashinim B'Tefanos. Granted. With respect to the walls, I don't care, Iavilu Kevin. That you can make as permanent as you want. You could use the walls of your house if you want, which is certainly Keva. That's acceptable. Mikom Makom says, tells us, B'schacha, She'ikra Sukkah al Shem Schach, like we keep saying, Schach is the most important thing. Lo, Miskashra ad Avid Le Ara. That must be temporary. That you cannot have a board. That you can't have something Keva. That's only that is temporary, whereby the rain will seep in if it rains, and therefore it does serve as a Simen Klala. There's a sheet of the Mordechai, he actually says that it's not true, he argues and says one can make a schach whereby rain will not enter. He does not think that disqualifies the schach, but you have to be able to at least see the stars through the cracks. So you can make such schach whereby you could see through, but rain won't come in, and that would be acceptable according to Mordechai, but according to Tosfos, that would not be acceptable. They actually have these types of sukkahs that you can make schach in such a way on an angle, whereby the way things work, if you know a little bit about physics, the rain will not come in because it's put on an angle, but it's not completely covering everything. So according to the Mordechai, that would be acceptable. According to Tosa, seemingly, it would not be acceptable because rain can't actually get in.
Shtrembach had an etza to make a hole in the corner.
And that's this one space
so
where
your
very good.
Comes in, but you have the rest of it.
Excellent, very good.
Protected.
I like that. It's a good etza. Okay, shkoyah. So now the Gemara says on top of Amr Beis here, Beis and Beis, it says, Kulo Karaba Lo Amri. Everybody argued with Rabba. Rabba's one who said Laman Yedu. Why did they argue in Rabba? Why did they not accept his reasoning of the height of the sukkah? Because Ahu, that pasuk Laman Yedu Doroseichem is referring to Yediyah Lidorosi. What's Yediyah Lidoros? Says Rashi, top line, Hahui, or Hahu, Lava to be Yediyah, the Yeshiva Sukkah Kam. It's not referring to being aware that you're currently in a sukkah. Ela B'Yediyah's Doros Haban Hekaf. That we should be aware why we sat in sukkahs, the reason behind it, but not that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you must be aware of the schach. So they rejected Rabba's interpretation of the word yediyah. And furthermore, Rebbe Zera, Nami lo Amri, they didn't hold like Rebbe Zera, who used the pasuk tzel. Why? Because Ahul Imos Mashiach, that's referring to the times of Mashiach, they were going to sit, as Rashi says, the Imos Mashiach, Osem Sukkos, Yule Tzel, Le'oneg Ulamaschor. It's going to be a pleasurable hut we're going to sit in the times of Mashiach. Aval Sukkos Mitzvah Eino Letzel. We're not talking about the Sukkahs of Mitzvahs. That's a Pasuk Yeshaya referring to Mashiach, but not a Sukkah Le Mitzvah. So they reject the Rebbe Zera's reasoning as well. Rebbe Zera responds back to Rebbe Zera says, Im Kain, if it's referring to the times of Mashiach, Im Kain Lemakra Chuppah. Tieletzel. Why didn't the Pasuk use Chuppah? Why did he use the word Sukkah? My Sukkah. Tieletzel Yamim. Must be Shemas Mina Tarti. We're learning two things. One is in the times of Mashiach, we're going to sit in a very nice, comfortable hut. And number two is a sukkah, shel mitzvah, has to have tzel. So we learn two dinim according to Rebbe Zera. And thirdly, Karava, those rejected Rava, who learned from the pasuk from the DSRI, Karava Nami La Amrei Mishim Kushud Abai, because Abai had his question that if you build a small hut made of barzel, would that be disqualified? Certainly not. So they rejected him. So each of them have a certain flaw in their reasoning. So Gemara is now going to present three different Amorayim, and who is the which one's behind each of these Amorayim. So Gemara first says, Kaman Azla. Who is the one who holds Hadama Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yoshia says, Amarav machlokes b'she'ein defanos magiyos l'schach. This whole debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, how high a sukkah could be, is only when the walls do not reach the schach. You have walls go this high, and then you have just poles, but no walls. The walls touch the schach. It's only if there's this airspace between the bottom of the walls and the schach. Aval, however, defanos magius haschach, if the walls reach all the way up to the schach, afilu l'mal mi'esim amma, even above 20 amos, ksheira, even according to Chachamim, is acceptable. You can have 40 amos high as long as the walls touch the schach. Kiman, who is that like? That must be like Kiraba, Damar Mishumish Dilo Shiltabe Eina. That the reason why you can't normally sit in a schach that's high, because your eyes the schach is too high for you to catch your attention. But Kaman Defanos Magios Schach, if the walls touch the schach, so Mishilta Shiltabe Eina, your eyes are going to look the wall and travel up the wall, and what, even though it's 50 amos high, it's going to go all the way to the schach, you recognize it. But if the sukkah wall stops short, you're not going to look above that, and it's possible you'll miss the schach. So this distinction between the fanos magir schach versus not must be working within the shita rabba. It's all about leman yedu derseichem. Next one, keman azaha the amarav huna amarava. Who does this one hold like? That Rav felt the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is only b'she'en ba'ela arba amos ala arba amos. When there's just less than, or maybe exactly, four amos is the size of the sukkah. Aval yesh ba'yosem arba amos ala arba amos. But if it's wider than that, bigger than that, the sukkah, then afilu l'mala mi'esem amos k'sheira, even above 20 amos, would be acceptable according to even the Chachamim. Come on, who is this like? This must be like Rabbi Zera, tamer mishum tselhu, that's all about the shade. V'chem d'rav v'chei ikat tsel sukkah. Right? If I'm in a small hut, so then the walls are going to block the sun. I won't have the shade. But if I make a very wide hut, like this room, let's say, the sun, even though the walls might be high, the sun's going to come through the schach. The wider it is, the greater angle, the greater exposure the schach has to the sukkah, and that will be acceptable according to Rabbi Zera. So this must be like Rabbi Zera. And the third statement, the Gemara says, Kiman Azaha, who is the author behind the following, Dhamma Rav Chanan Baraba Amarav, Machlokes B'she'ed Machzekes El Kadei Rosho, Verubo v'shulchan. We'll learn more about this on tomorrow's daf, I believe. But the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, the height, is only when it's a very small sukkah that you can only fit inside a person's head, Moses' body, and the table. So the tiny space here, that's where there's a machlokas. Aval, but the moment machazek is yosem mechdei rosh verubo v'shulchan. If it's slightly bigger than that, then afilu l'malam yesem amak sheir. It's acceptable even if it's taller. So who's the author behind this one? Kiman delokichad. This doesn't work out for any of them because Rashi explains one by one. Rashi says kiman delokichad. This does not work like Rabba, or Reb Zera. Why? Mehanech delael de mafarshi time de esem ama di mishem mishulte eina then mishira di osim mechtei roshi rubo shulchan lo shalte. Nothing's going to change by having a small hut versus a slightly bigger hut. That's not going to allow me to see higher up or not higher up. So that can make sense for Rabba. And if it's going according to Vitzel Nami Lekha, it doesn't produce more shade. If it's a tiny space like that and 1 inch bigger, that's not going to generate more shade. U'mechitzas kevanami bay, and you'll still need mechitzas, whether or not the walls are going to be wider or not. If it's above 20 amos, you need walls that are keva, regardless of how wide it is. So this does not work out nicely for either of the three amorim. So now the Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Rabbi Yoshia, Pliga ad the Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Abba. This distinction above, we have three different distinctions. So Rav Yoshia's distinction versus Rav Huna and Rav Chanan on the other side of the corner makes sense. Because the Inu Kayav Shira Bimashcha, that they were giving measurements, the area of the sukkah, they're on one side. And he argued, Lo Kayav Shira Bimashcha, he was not giving measurements of Shirim of the area. He was talking about the walls reaching the schach. We understand they're different. Rav Yoshia is very different than the other two. However, what's machlokas ela Rav Huna, Rav Chanan bar Rabba, name of behechsha sukkah kemifchi? Let's say they're arguing about what is the size of how big a sukkah should be. Demar saver hechsha sukkah by arba amos. One felt the sukkah should be arba amos by arba amos. Umar saver, the other felt hechsha sukkah is b'machazekes rosho rubo v'shulchano. That must be big enough only to fit a person's head, most of his body, and a shulchan. So the debate between those two is how big a sukkah should be. So Gemara says, lo, not true. The chuli alma hechsha sukkah rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. Everybody agrees. A sukkah only needs to be big enough to fit a person's head in, most of his body in a table. Rashi explained how they used to eat. It sounds like Pesachim a little bit. If you look at Rashi, rosho v'rubo, derech sudasin b'hasei b'haisa. The way they used to eat was leaning down, al mitos, on beds and benches, u'mesuban al tzad tmol, they'd lean on the left side, just like Seder night. V'vein ochlen et zekuf, and they would not sit, stand up eating, v'yoshrin kimono. They would not sit straight and eat like we do. They would lean, l'fika chutzach lomar rosh rubo. As long as when they leaned, most of the head and most of their body was inside and the table was inside, that was enough for them to eat. They did not need to have their whole body inside the sukkah. That's the understanding. So Gemara says, but everybody agrees that's all you need for the size of a sukkah. So what's his debate about arba amos? So Gemara says again, lo, the chuli amma, hechsha sukkah rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, v'hocha b'hoch mifki, they're arguing about the following. The Mar Savar, machsek es rosho v'rubo v'shulchano pligi, the machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Chachamim about the height is only when you have a sukkah that size that fits the rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. Aval yoser mirosho v'rubo v'shulchano, if it's slightly bigger than that, Divriya Kol Ksher, that's acceptable. Now Rashi points out, we don't know why. We don't know who was the author of this distinction. It wasn't Rabba, wasn't Rava, wasn't Rabbi Zera. But that is that world, that Brisa, that Rav Chanan bar Rabba, he found the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham were only about when it was that size. Slightly bigger, they don't argue anymore, they both agree, above 20 amos is acceptable. What the svar is, that much we don't know, Rashi says. However, Mar Savar, the other one, with the opinion of Rav Huna Amar Rav, he said that no. They argue about the size of a small sukkah this big to Dal Amos, which is much bigger. That whole, those measurements is all the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Do they accept a sukkah above 20 Amos? But once it hits above Dal Amos, Aval, Yosem Dal Amos, Divriya Kol Ksher, that would be acceptable both according to Rabbi Yehuda and even according to Chachamim. And this Man Damar, says Rashi, is going like the other opinion. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, look at the Rashi in the bottom here. Aval Yosem Michtei Roshu V'Ksheru, like 10 lines up in the bottom. V'tayma D'Psul L'malam Esem Lo Yadin Elayin, K'damrin L'El D'Hach Lo Kachal, I just explained. Umar Savar B'Chtei Roshu V'Rubo Shulchano is when they argue. V'chein B'Yosei Adal Amos Pligi B'Gova. They also argue about, up until Dal Amos, they also argue, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. V'tayma Mishim Tzel. The reason is because Rabbi Zeir of Tzel. About the moment that sukkah exceeds the shear of Yosef Midalada, lo pligi, there's no machlokas anymore, the chaven deravicha, since the sukkah is wide enough, ikatel, it will generate the proper shape. So now let's go to the Gemara, famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Meisive. Sukkah, she gavol amalam yasim amma, psula. If you have a sukkah that's above 20 amos high, it's pasul. Rabbi Huda, machshir, ad arbaim, ve'chamishim amma. So he said, no, not true. He accepts a very tall sukkah. So Amr Rabbi Huda says, Maisa behilni amalka. There's a story with Hilni Amalka, Bilud, Shahisa Sukasa Gavol Me'esim Amma, Vayuzakenim Nichnasim V'yotzin L'sham, V'lo Amru Lo Davar. She was sitting in a sukkah that was above 20 amos high. Chachamim came to visit her on sukkahs, and they did not say a thing to her. So Amru Lo, Misham Raya, that's a Raya, that Hilni Amalka sat in such a sukkah. Isha Isa Pturmina Sukkah. She's not Pater. She's not Chayim Mitzvah. She's Mitzvah Asay. She has Mam Gomer. She's Pater. So what kind of Raya is that? Amru Lehen, Rabbi Huda says, no, there's a great Raya. My Raya is not from Hilni Amalka. Shiva Banim Hayala. Didn't she have seven children, seven boys? Ve'od, and furthermore, Kol Maaseh Lo Asisa Ela Al Pi Chacham. Everything she did was according to the letter of the law, both according to their Raises and their Banims. So what does that mean? So Lamali Lamisei Ve'od Kol Maaseh Lo Asisa Ela Al Pi Chacham. What's added in by she also followed the Chachamim? Hachikamar. Lo Ki Somer Banim Ketanim Hayu. Let's say you say all seven sons. We're all very little. They're all under bar mitzvah. V'ketanim p'tum min ha-sukkah. The pater cave in the shiva havu. But since there are seven of them, e'ef shar l'havu be'chad she'no tzarech limo. There's not one that doesn't need their mother. In other words, there must be at least one child who's somewhat independent, which means there's a chiv chinich, at least on the oldest one, v'chitei makatan she'no tzarech limo m'der ban hud m'chayev. So maybe you're going to tell me, at best, the child who's oldest, the b'chor, his chiv is only der banan of chinich. Nonetheless, Ihi b'derbanan lo mishkacha, and maybe she does not follow the chachamim's rules. Tashma the old kol maaseh lo asisa ela pi chachamim. She always followed the chachamim's rules. So there must be at least one child who's chayv in chinuch, which she made sure to fulfill, and therefore, even though she was sitting in the sukkah that was above 20 amos, it was still acceptable, and the chachamim did not say a thing. That's the riot. So a number of interesting things are learned from the story. Before we get back to our story, from this particular story about chinuch, a lot of interesting things come out. Number one is there's a discussion whether or not women are chayiv in chinuch of the banim. So they bring this as a raya that Hilni Amalka was mechanech her children. That's one raya. Tosi Yishanim, if you remember from Maseches Yuma, argues and says that's not a raya. It's possible that there was a father here also. She was the chashuv one, but there she had a husband. The husband was really being mechanech, and that's one suggestion. And even if there was no husband in the picture, there's no father in the picture, in the end of the day, maybe still she was mitzvah alma. She did not have a requirement to be mechanech the children, but she was doing it nonetheless. So there is no clear raya that women are chayiv in Chinuch Habanim, even though there might be a kiyum in doing so. Anyways, another interesting thing here is there's a big debate between Rashi and Tosos, the nature of Chinuch. Is Chinuch something that's upon the parents to impose on the children, or do they say the children are chayv to do it themselves? Normally, a 13-year-old is chayv in mitzvahs, a 12-year-old girl is chayv in mitzvahs, they just brought the age down to 11, 10, 9, now the children are chayv when they're younger. Is a chiv on the children, or is a chiv on the parents? So if the chiv is on the children, the requirement is the same exact mitzvah you do when you're 13, you now do when you're 10. But the chinuch of a chiv chinuch is on the parents, it's not an obligation, they're expanding it, it's just to regulate, to habituate the children to be in the atmosphere of having mitzvah. So look at the language of Rashi in the bottom here. Rashi says, Katan Sheno Tzarech Le'imo, Amrinu L'Kaman, Bidrabanam, Shizkiku L'Hargil as a Katan L'Mitzvah, to regulate the children to the mitzvah, as a Shehu Ra'i La, Kedeshi M'chunach, V'Ragu L'Mitzvah. It's in order to create an atmosphere of the children. It's not a real chiv on the children. It's a chiv on the parents to create an environment whereby the children are comfortable, they're regular to do mitzvahs. Either way, back to our story. So what's the point from this Gemara here? So Hilni Amako is sitting in a sukkah that's above 20 amos high. So Bishmai, understand, Leman Damar, last three lines of the Amud here, Leman Damar She'ein Defanos Magir Shlashach. So if the whole debate was whether or not, you know, if the walls don't reach the schach, that's the debate. So then I understand this. So she was sitting in these very high walls, high sukkahs, and the walls didn't reach the schach. Why not? Because Darcha Shemalka Leishi Basukkah Shein Defanos Magir Shlashach. It's very normal for a queen to sit in such a wall, sukkah that doesn't have walls reach the top. Why not? Mishum Avira, you want the air to come in, some wind, some breeze. So that makes sense. Have a wall and stop. And then schach. So that's this is the debate. Such a sukkah. But if you hold elman damar b'sukkah ketan machlokas, the whole debate was only if it's a sukkah that's, you know, rosho rubo shachano. Bigger than that, there's no machlokas. Or if you hold this dalad by dalad amos, but bigger than that, there's no machlokas. So that means the case of Hilni Malka was a small sukkah. That's what they're debating about. So does that make sense? Elman damar b'sukkah ketan machlokas v'chidar chashamalka leishu b'sukkah ketan. Malka, Hilni Malka would sit in a tiny sukkah, and that's what they were debating about? Certainly not. And the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba bar Rav Adav, lo nitzcha ela l'sukkah ha'asuya ketonios. It was a big sukkah, but there's small little rooms. So in those small rooms were small sukkahs in a bigger sukkah. So that's acceptable, and that's what we're referring to. V'chidarecha shamalka leisha b'sukkah ha'asuya ketonios. So even a Hilni Malka sat in such a small sukkah, that makes sense? Amar Rav Asher, yes, it makes sense. Lo nitzcha ela l'ketonios sheba. So, yes, there was a huge sukkah, and then she sat in a small sukkah. Why? I'm going to read a little bit further. So the machlokas is, when she sat in the small sukkah, we'll see in a second because it's sneas. She sat there, it was a huge sukkah, a huge palace of a sukkah, but still the queen stayed in a private area, private room, which is understandable. Were the children or sons also with her in the private area in the small sukkah, or were they sitting in the bigger area, the bigger lobby of the sukkah, if you will? So that's the machlokas here. The Gemara says that again, Amar Vashi lo nitzcha ela l'ketonios sheba, the small rooms that were within the larger massive sukkah, Rabbanan Sabri Baneh b'sukkah ma'al yahava yaseh, v'ihi yaseh v'ketonios v'shim tzniyusa. The boy sat in the major sukkah, the big part of the sukkah, which is acceptable, and she sat hiding out in the small back room. U'mishim hachi lo amri le davar, that's why Chacham didn't say a thing, because the boys were fulfilling the mitzvahs, and she's a girl, she's parted from the sukkah. However, Behuda Savar Baneh Gava Havayasa, he felt that the children were sitting with her in the small sukkah. Ve'afilu hacha, nonetheless, still, the Amri Lahi Davar, the Chacham did not say a word to them. Must be that if it's above 20 amos, it's acceptable. So let's quickly recap. We start off talking about the mission of that. The few psulim of the sukkah is the height, how high it has to be, how small it's able to be, three walls, and the shade must be more than the sun. We spoke about the difference of Yimaid versus Psula by a Mavoi versus Sukkah, either the difference between the Raises, we use Psula, their bottom to talk about Takanta, or it means about efficiency of language, it would be more words to explain the Takanta of Sukkah, therefore more efficient to use the word Psula. We had the three reasons of why Lamal Me'asim is possible, either because of the Man Yedu, above 20 Amos, you don't recognize the Schach, or because the sale doesn't come from the Schach, or because it's going to be a DSR, DS Keva. We then brought three different statements of distinctions. First, we spoke about, rather, why they don't hold of each other. And then we had three different examples of this distinction between Defanos Magir Shaschach, or Rosh Aruba of Shochano, or Dal Amos. We explain who was the Amora behind each of these distinctions. Then we discuss the Machlokas. Rabbi Yoshua was talking about a different topic than Rav Ada Bar Ava and Rav Hanan. Their Machlokas was about Rosh Aruba Shochano versus Dal Amos. And then finally the story of Hilna Malka, whether we could bring a rye from her case that she sat in Amma Sukkah 20 amos high, and she made sure her children always followed the mitzvahs and following chinuch, whether we could bring a rye from that case or not. Okay, we'll stop here. Welcome to Maseches Sukkah, and have a wonderful Shabbos and a good and chodesh, I guess.